Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Attracting and retaining talent. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, unemployment sits at 3.6%, or just under 6 million people. This stirred me to consider what is an acceptable rate of unemployment. According to Business Insider, quote, "A healthy economy maintains an unemployment rate that hovers between 3 to 5%, end quote. I'm not quite sure of the logic of any unemployment being healthy, but taking these stats on face value, it suggests to me the economy of the United States is pretty much fully employed. Those who want to work seem able to find work. This environment of low unemployment creates the conditions for there to exist a war for good employees. Organizations are pulling out all the stops to attract and retain such talented individuals. I'm a great believer in a free market economy. Healthy competition creates better products and services. Likewise, times of low unemployment shifts the pendulum of power, resulting in talented employees having more choice as to where to sell their skills. I'm not sure how long the fulcrum will tilt the way of the employee, but during these halcyon days, I am concerned about the ethics of some of the carrots being offered to job applicants, especially for early career professionals. It's an interesting dichotomy when, on one hand, those just entering the workforce, often straight from graduation, have plenty of opportunities, but on the other hand, have much less authority to speak up when the promised benefits don't materialize. There are also some kinds of benefits that are not offered to all employees. Case in point, unlimited paid time off is one such tasty allure. The premise is that employees are allowed to take time off whenever they want and use as much as they require for vacation, sickness, and other reasons with their manager's approval. Here's the rub. Unlimited paid time off could lead to potential scheduling conflicts with employees wanting to take off at the same time. This could also lead to issues in workflow. In addition, there are those four words that most employees dread to hear, quote, "with their manager's approval," end quote. The jury is still out on the relatively new attraction and retention strategy of unlimited paid time off, but I'm sensing people are seeing through the facade. Another case in point, employers paying employee student loans. Although I'm sure the recipient of such a fringe benefit is delighted, is this policy fair to those who don't have student debt or don't qualify to receive the same benefit based on criterion outside of their control, for example, race or gender? According to an article by the Society for Human Resources Management, SHRM, employers can offer employees up to $5,250 annually in student loan repayment benefits tax-free through 2025. That provision was included in pandemic relief legislation, and many employers are gifting much, much more. While a student loan repayment plan would help a certain segment of the workforce, it can also generate resentment among those who aren't eligible for the benefit. Ultimately, the offering could divide the workforce and create morale problems. I understand the market forces that may drive some employers to embrace desperate tactics during desperate times, but I wholeheartedly believe what attracts and retains talented individuals are such factors as the organization's reputation, its quality of products and services, the work environment, the leadership style of the company, growth potential for the employee, maybe even international opportunities for those who would like to step around the world while remaining within the employer's footprint. From my experience and observation, it's the above attributes that can truly attract and retain talent. I'd suggest the oft deceptive tactics of unlimited time off and the unfairness of paying down student debt for some while not rewarding the sacrifices of those who completed college debt free is very bad business. As to the latter, we must acknowledge those who avoided educational debt by their own sweat equity and sometimes by the sacrifices of their parents, and reward them as much as those who chose to take student loans. Failure of employers offering deceptive and inequitable benefits may not be economically sustainable as the pendulum of power swings once again.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.